Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the dominion prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and the devil's angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. When is the end of the age in the middle? In our lesson this morning, Jesus is talking about what the end might look like. But his goal for his listeners then, and as well for us now, is to call us to faith, a very active faith as it is described here. And how is it that we are called to faith? And what does it mean for Jesus to come in glory? For Jesus' hearers, a judgment had already occurred. And that judgment was whether they are in the presence of Jesus or not, whether they are in relationship, members of the family, Jesus says, are outside the family. That is to say, whether their faith connects them to Jesus, or whether they are oblivious to his presence, to the presence of Christ among us. Particularly, he says, as he comes to them, comes to us, in the stranger, in the hungry, in the thirsty, in the outcast prisoner, in the ones who don't appear to be so glorious. Jesus does not so much express judgment or execute judgment. It's more like our reaction to him is judgment. When he is received, there is blessedness, the blessedness of life, of community, of relationship, not only with Jesus, but with the one God who sent him. But when he is not received, We live in confusion, oblivion, outside the whole human family, and not connected to God. In our lesson, Jesus simply acknowledges what people have chosen in their lives. The end of the age, the beginning of a new age, is in the middle. If you read Matthew's gospel straight through, you know that it starts at the beginning with a prophecy from the prophet Isaiah saying, after they've already named him Jesus, "You shall call him Emmanuel." But it's a great name, and it really is supposed to carry through the whole of the gospel. Emmanuel meaning God with us, God's presence with us always. And then, do you remember the way the Gospel of St. Matthew ends? "Lo, I will be with you. I will be with you to the end of the age." So, this story, our story, is bounded, is framed, embraced, if you will, by the presence of God in Christ Jesus. The presence of Jesus connects us to God and to one another as the community of faith in the life of the whole human community, in neighborhoods, in families, and as this lesson says, in the nations. The judgment needs to be heard or seen in this context, in the middle of God's promise to be with us in Christ Jesus. Jesus is saying, if that's not where you are now, perhaps you feel yourselves in the midst of fear or isolation or pain or confusion. Name any number of hellish realities that attack us or that we choose to dwell in from time to time. Jesus is promising to be present with you for your well-being. Sometimes, perhaps most of the times, he promises to come with us, to us, through others, those in need, perhaps those who minister to us in our need. Jesus says, trust these experiences. Trust these promises. Trust Christ's presence. Don't let them go to waste. And so now, we do understand what the talents are of which Jesus spoke a couple lessons ago or earlier in this section of apocalyptic end times. You remember the managers were given 5 talents, 2 talents, 1. These are opportunities for life for those who are in need, the poor, the lost, the hungry, the thirsty. These are the great riches that come to us, the opportunities for faith, for the community of God, for the reign of Jesus the Christ, to help the least of these, who are our most profound riches. For the new age to appear in the middle, for the reign of Christ to dwell among us, and for us to share that with one another. "Well done," Jesus says, "faithfully done, you good and faithful servants. In giving life, you receive life. In bringing Christ, Christ is present to you now and even to the end of the age and beyond." We trust in that eternal promise as well. And so as we listen to Jesus, as we contemplate these lessons, as in some ways we come to the end of the age in the middle, ready to start a new year in Advent, must we not at least ask in our hearts, in our communities, at least ask in the middle of things, is Jesus coming to us in this way? Is Jesus coming to us in the refugee? Is Jesus coming to us in the outcast? Any number of folks we could name, transgendered folks come to mind immediately to me. Is Jesus coming to us in minorities who experience prejudice? It was so great to hear Miriam and talk about her experience in Hungary, although it was saddening to hear her talk about how the Roma people experienced being outcast and set aside by the dominant society. I got a feeling that Miriam felt the presence of Christ in ministering to those folks, that they were some of the true riches in her life over there. Is Jesus coming to us in the impoverished, who experience destitution, the power of our institutions, maybe the power of money and elites, or perhaps it's women who are harassed and abused? The listeners of Matthew, the listeners of Jesus in this chapter, would have kind of at least understood this also as a very direct challenge to the Roman Empire. It's a new reign that is upon us. It's a new reign that is promised. And it's a very new understanding of what glory and power is about, a radically different rule. It is a challenge also, it seems, to our rule. Should some things draw to a close in our age, in the midst of our lives? We cannot read this lesson without asking. And finally, there is another important sense in which the end of the age arrives in the middle. The last judgment occurs sooner than the end. Remember what would immediately follow these two chapters on the apocalyptic and the end times and the final judgment. Immediately afterwards, Jesus is taken by the authorities. His trial would begin. And his judgment will be upon him. But this once and last judgment is ours. He will take our final judgment upon himself, that we might receive forgiveness and the promise of new life and a vision for a new community and ascending to be people of God. Jesus forgives us all the times we have ignored his presence, all the times we did not tend to the neighbor, love the enemy, care for the poor, all the times we did not trust the power of his care, his promise, his love for us. Jesus' death and resurrection wipes away all judgment for those connected to him, for those who believe and trust his promises. It's a very surprising glory. A very surprising rule, this new reign of Christ. That's the last judgment by which we live. A forgiveness and the promise of life. God with us in the resurrected Christ. Emmanuel, the end is always in the middle of things, the midst of our life. Jesus is always coming to us, and Jesus is always sending us out. Jesus is always Emmanuel with us. Amen.
For the hymn of the